You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, Cookies. How's everybody doing? Tigers salvage a game. Avoid a sweep. And we are here with you. And Rico, I know you sauntered. You didn't walk in. You definitely sauntered in.
Sauntered.
You sauntered. And you don't know what I've been dealing with. These two, right here. Tweedledee and Tweedledum.
Jazzy Cat and the Cone.
Yeah, Ebony and Ivory. These two. I want you guys to just say to the audience what you were saying to me before Rico sashayed in. Did not walk in. It was something other than a walk.
But I came with the gifts.
You did. But it was still a saunter or a sachet. But we're going to talk Tigers for a minute. Because David is confused about his feelings. And Kenny is confused about his feelings. So we're going to do this a different way. Because I think I can play the role of mentor to these two. But it's also about people's reaction to what they say.
Oh, I thought you were running the board and I was going to answer the phone.
I'm happy to do that too.
We just switch roles. 97.1, this is Kenny.
What do you want? All right, let's go. Sound like David when he was a call screener.
What?
Well, I'll tell you what I want. Here's what I want. I want to understand some things here about my team because it just doesn't feel right. Okay, we're sitting atop the AL with 81 wins. And number one seed currently right now. But it just doesn't feel right. Because when I look at the starting rotation, all we have is Tarik Skubal. We have no one else. And I remember a time back, and this was last August, and they were in the middle of trying to get to the playoffs. They were on this magical voodoo run. And it was something called pitching chaos. Because all we had was Tarik Skubal and no one else. And I just thought that it would be better this time around. Casey Mize hasn't been good the last 9 starts. Flaherty hasn't been good. Morton hasn't been good. Oh, and Jolly Gee, Jolly, whatever it is, Finnegan gets hurt today. And he was the arm in the bullpen that I can depend on. And I'm just looking at it like, it just doesn't feel to me like we're going to do anything in the playoffs. We're right back to where we were last year, but the record is not where we were last year. The record says best team in the AL. I'm confused, guys. I don't know how to feel.
Okay. Kenny, do you want your turn at the plate before Rico and I try to help you guys? I feel like this is a family dinner meeting because I'm going to offer one thing that could support you, but then I want to caution you about something about the sport of baseball. But Kenneth, please.
I just don't know what the truth is with this team. Because you look at, you compare them to other, quote, World Series contenders. They have a clear lack of stars. Other teams have stars. We have Tarik Skubal, sometimes Kerry Carpenter when they allow him to play. Riley Green, sometimes. And the Casey Mize thing today was a little bit confusing to me because This, I think, solidifies the fact that he is nothing more than a five-inning pitcher when he pitches well. He only pitched 69 pitches going into the sixth inning, and they pulled him. That's confusing to me. I don't know what this team's identity is. I don't know what they're supposed to be. And I'm worried that they're a one playoff series exit.
Wow. All right. Do you want, Rico, I'm going to turn to you now. Do you want the stat that will support these two before I offer the caution of them going overboard?
Yes.
Is that okay?
Yeah. Let me, can I add something?
No.
Okay.
Yes. Well,
let's take the stat. No, I understand where David is coming from, and I always go hearken back.
Yes.
To when his Steelers were really good, and he just was like, guys, they're not that good. It's like, David, they're undefeated. It also, if you want to bring it home, it reminds me a lot of the Minnesota Vikings last year. They were one of the best teams in the NFL.
But you never believed it.
Nobody believed in that team, whether it was a ginger quarterback, whatever it was like, I guess you have to put them up there because at the right time they were 13-2 and 12-2. It's like, but you never felt like they were ever going to win the Super Bowl. You would pick anybody else but them. It would be the safest bet if I said, give me that. And you feel that way with the Tigers because it becomes exhausting every day waiting for the next daily hero to step up and be that guy. Whereas, you know, you saw with the Mets, all right, we're going to rely on Juan Soto. Go out there and be Juan Soto. Go hit some home runs. Go drive in some runs. When Scooble's on the mound, it's almost like there's two different teams. When Scooble's pitching, man, that Tigers team, you say it with your chest. Yes, with the Tigers. When he's not there, it's a whole lot of Lucky's rabbit foots and finger crossing and horseshoes in your back pocket.
All right, so here's a stat. This will support David and Kenny. Not that I support them, but I want to be a good friend and coworker. Do you know the Tigers' record their last 80 games?
No, what is it?
41-39.
I was going to say 40.
Oh, man, that's very average.
And that's half a season. So it's more than just, hey, the 12 out of 13 nightmare. They're a 500 team, basically. Okay. The other issue is this. And this is where I would caution you guys, okay? I'm cautioning you because baseball's fickle. Baseball's a very strange game. I hearken to a couple of years ago when the Texas Rangers barely got in, caught fire, and won the World Series. The reason I don't sound the way you guys do is that I've watched too much baseball. And I also never thought they were a World Series team, to my own demise, where I basically became an Italian pinata for the listener. But I could have fun with it. I could enjoy the record. I could enjoy the winning. I never considered them a World Series team. I don't now. That doesn't mean they can't do it. I didn't consider the Giants a Super Bowl team when they made the playoffs at 8-8. But golly gee willikers, they sure were. So look, all I would say to you guys or any fans that are feeling a little bummed out, and I know this is weird after a win, you got to think bigger picture. Be careful, A, ever falling in love with a baseball team, and B, writing them off. I would not write them off because baseball's weird. But to their point, it's Scooble and stuff.
Yeah.
The bullpen is Finnegan and friends. Now, here's your problem. Finnegan today, they're listing it as a groin injury. Mm-hmm. You're not going to know more. Obviously, that's a tricky injury. You hope. Hey,
maybe Cookies and John can get it out of AJ in the morning.
I'm going to leave that alone. John upset AJ today. But also, look, that could just be a 10-day IL stint, and we'll see in a bit. But guys, where do you stand? You know, what's more true, I guess? Is it the record, or is it what is the seeming reality of who they are? Because here's what you need to be careful of. Early in the year, that team is gone. Mm-hmm. That's not who they are, and frankly, it's not who they've been in a long time. Now, you can start telling me about 1984 if you like.
I'm
saying the people.
I look at this as last year, because David brought up last year in the pitching chaos. That was fun. That was free rolls. That was house money. That was zero expectation. That was what the heck, throw caution to the wind, and let's just see how far we can go. Maybe we luck and stumble our way to the World Series. They didn't. The Guardians ended the season, but you're left saying, well, it was a hell of a run. This year, with the start, comes expectations. When you have the best record in the American League, that comes with expectations.
Yes.
That means I expect you to make it to the World Series because all season long, you somehow found a way to be the best team in the AL. So I want to have those expectations of saying, yeah, not the Yankees, you, not anybody else, but you. But I'm like these guys. I can't definitively say, oh, yeah, that's a World Series team.
Well, because here's the thing. Hope, we talk about this on this show. Hope is not a strategy. And right now, outside of Scooble, I'm hoping. Right, Mize looked good today. But I have to hope that he continues that. Right. Flaherty looked okay. I got to hope that he keeps that going. That's not a strategy.
Right. And to what Mike said, he's right. Sometimes the best teams don't make it. The best teams get upset. They get put out, looking at you, Seattle, looking at you, 90s Braves, looking like you have this great team with all of these great arms and these superstar batters.
And they don't get home.
And you don't win.
So that's why I won't write them off. But I think the topic, and it's an interesting one, is, okay, they have this record. Why doesn't it feel like they are who the record says they are? And I do think this is the issue with baseball. And baseball is so different than football, right? Watching a football game, there's a lot of finality to it. Mm-hmm. Baseball, the season is so long. The season is a death march. You go through multiple phases with your team. I think there's a little bit of boredom waiting for the playoffs to start. I think that's why you don't see teams like, I know, and I'm not busting your balls, but you were making fun of me earlier in the year. Mike, you won't go to 95. I'm like, nope, 90 and 72. And if they get a little bit above it, a little bit, but because teams don't win 100 games for this very reason. Mm-hmm. It's so difficult. And injuries, erosion. Look, like right now, my biggest concern, even above the lineup, would be the pitching. How would I line up in a 7-game series? And it is important for this team to get the bye. And I worry that it's Scooble twice and then spin a wheel. I mean, hell, it wouldn't shock me if you saw a level of pitching chaos in a playoff series, especially with if Casey Mize can't go deep in games. Or if Morton is going to have a short leash.
Yeah, I was about to say about three innings and then he's done.
So look, I'm not mad at David and Kenny. I think a lot of fans probably share their perspective. I'm not going to do that today. I've just gotten very accustomed to this is who they are. And the playoffs are just going to determine happiness or not. But no, do I think that they're every bit of a 20 games over team? No, and they haven't been for a while. That doesn't mean they're bad. No. So I'd like to hear from the people on it.
And you're right, Mike. It is sports. And to, you know, going back to, hey, they kind of feel like the Minnesota Vikings. Well, you know what? The Lions were full of stars, and they both went out in the same weekend. So you never know.
248-539-9797. We'll get with the people. You know, again, I don't think David or Kenny are angry. I don't think you two have expressed disgust or anything. It's just a question of we should be feeling better than we feel, so why don't we? And it's okay to talk about it. I mean, I think some of the reasons is they haven't played really good baseball on any sustained level for quite some time. And you start to get lulled to sleep a little. You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Feminino needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
All right, we'll get some lines in the mix at 5 o'clock, but I wanted to, David and Kenny really wanted to rap about the Tigers, and I'm happy to do it. I think you guys have heard this for a while now, at least for me, is I just don't react to much that they do, good or bad. I'm here for the playoffs. I also never had this sky-high feeling they were going to win the World Series. And honestly, even at the depths of the losing streak a month ago, I told you, I'm going to give it the next 10 games. What did they do in those 10 games? They went 7-3. They're good. I don't think they're a bad team. But you're basically a 500 team over the last 80 games. The pitching is getting scary. It's okay to have some questions, but be careful writing your team off based on the sport they play. Baseball is a weird, weird sport. David, what did the ticket techs have to say?
Flaherty and Casey Mize last outings were good. Hatchett, you should be more clear when you speak nonsensical. When Casey just had a great start, that is okay. Lance in right. Ann Arbor.
Lance, you're an idiot. He gave sample sizes. Casey Mize over 10 starts. Jack Flaherty over 10 starts. Stop it.
You're also missing it. That's not what the point is. We're not trying to be overly negative after a win. That wasn't the case. We were just asking what this team actually is. What's the truth here?
Yeah, and I mean, here's some data for Lance, or whatever your name is. Mize, a 6.5 ERA his last 9 starts. Oh, okay. Flaherty his last 10, north of 5. Morton in his 6-7 starts as a Tiger, a 6.2 ERA. Look, if you want to come at my guy, go ahead. I'll sit back and laugh. But you don't get to make up stuff either. All right, Spank? Cut it out.
Yeah, it's not like David is sitting here trying to bury the team. And I think I speak for David and a lot of people, like, why don't you feel confident that this is that team? This is a team that other teams are like, man, we don't want to play the Tigers. You don't feel that way. You like the fact that they're leading the AL, and you hope that, okay, things fall into place. But as we said, hope ain't a strategy. And outside of school ball, you don't really feel that confident. So it's okay. Yes, they won. We're not bemoaning this team. It's just you don't feel that swagger. Maybe that's it. There's no swag with this team.
Yeah, it's just confusing. You have 81 wins, and like we just don't know who they are. Like, 81 wins, you should know what the team is. You should know that, oh, you know, they have a strong lineup. Or, you know, their pitching, starting pitching is amazing. We don't really know.
Why don't you make up some more stuff? Go ahead.
We've got one pitcher. Everybody else is average. You cannot be good teams with average pitching. The Mets are a playoff team. I am a heartbroken, longtime Tiger fan.
Don't be heartbroken. Again, if they get hot the right time, just do not write them off. I'm warning you. Be very careful. Like, they're not a bad team. I just don't think they were ever as good as some of you believed, and that's okay. David, one more, and I'll go to the phones.
I think the simplest way to put it, the approach for the playoffs is, imagine if we lose game one with Scoobal, might as well pack our bags. That's how important game one becomes without a reliable 2-4 starter.
It's not how baseball works. Look, I don't think it would help, clearly, but no, there's no such thing. All right, you're going to get Scoobal twice in a 7-game set. Yeah, it would be highly encouraging to win those games. But who knows? Maybe you get some combination of good Flaherty, Mize, Morton, and then you're like, whoa, these guys All you got to do is be good at the right time. That's it. Let's go to Chad, 97.1. Chad, what's going on, buddy?
Yeah, hey, guys. I go to about 40 games a year, so I'm there a lot. And this team is just, they're a wait-and-see team. You're always holding your breath, and that's an exhausting way to watch baseball. That's why you don't have the, that's why you don't have the excitement. But they're just not that good. Mike's right. I mean, he's right on almost everything about this team. Waiting for the playoffs. Can they win? Sure, because baseball's a freaking weird-ass sport. But, yeah. It is what it is.
No, I mean, and Chad, this is the thing.
They're not great.
This is the thing, Chad. I think the other thing that, and I want your take because you go to so many games and you're clearly invested. It's so crazy. A year ago, they couldn't lose to end the year. True. This year, they couldn't lose to start the year. Mm-hmm. So you're getting not a taste of your own medicine. Clearly, you're not in a free fall like that. But 500 over an 80 game stretch, it weighs on you a little bit, right?
Of course. Absolutely. You know, the one thing that I will say behooves them, if you like that word, and serves them well, is that they are a very resilient team. Yes. They never think they're out of a game. And maybe that's youth. Maybe that's maybe not the experience of being a very old team. But they always think they're in games. And that will help you be a little bit better record-wise. But, yeah, pitching's going to get them. If you know, if Reese Olson were here, maybe that could help. You know, have another a solid number two starter. But they're not pitching well at all, and that's not going to get you very far this time of year.
No, and as crazy as it sounds, I mean, Lord knows, Chad, with as many games as you go to, I'm sure you got a few more on deck. There's still a month left in the season, so like they have some time. Hey, look, if they get hot at the right time, just be careful. Do not sign that death certificate. It's okay to feel a little bit down about your team. But I don't know. I've just seen enough in baseball. And like Rico, you cited it. Whether it's your Braves, my Yankees, how many of those great teams for both of us never got home?
And then you sit there eating sad pizza.
Right.
How did this happen?
You turn into cookies eating his sad Chipwich.
Oh.
We go to Stan.
Hey, you know what?
What's up?
My magical number, 10 games for dinner.
10 games.
They had 81 wins. I need them to hit 91. You and I, our bet.
We have so I have 90, you have 91?
Yep.
How many games left?
Probably 20 plus, right?
Ooh, so basically if they're a 500 team, I got a shot to get home. If they play better than that, Rico wins. I dig it. Yeah, it's good. A little drama. I didn't even realize we had that bet. Let's go to Stan, 97.1. Stanley, what's going on, buddy?
Michael and Rico, thank you for taking my call. Yeah, I was at the beginning of the year, I picked them to win 91 games, win the Central Division, and make it to the ALCS. They're still that team. I think that then the reason why I put money on the for the World Series at plus 4,000 and the American League at plus 1,200 was because in a five-game series, I got Scooble going twice. But the thing, the biggest thing that the people don't realize, and I go to about 40 games too. I am a proud 1901 Society member, is that, you know, Cody Staberhagen had a wonderful article about how the Tigers are the best running team since 1970. They have the number 14 OPS, yet they are the number 8 in scoring team. So that's who they are, and it's not fashionable, and it isn't like everybody wants to be bludgeoned. Now, I have a few things that I believe that AJ has been auditioning people since the trading deadline to get things together and to get the team in good shape, and I think that they're going to make a run. I don't know where it's actually going to be, but just like everybody has said, you got to have some voodoo. And the thing about it is, because we got Scooble, we got some voodoo to make some hay, but they're never, and by the way, this is a real young team, right? And this team, this year, last year they snuck up on people. This year, they've been being chased, and they're learning how to win. Their average age is about 26, and the average age of a major leaguer is currently 28 and a half. So anyway, Are they going to win the World Series? No. But I'm enjoying every game I'm going to because they're exciting and they're all meaningful.
And Stan, your point is a really good one because it's the separator between a base statistic and the actual production. They take more bases, go first to third more, advance more. They are a very good base running team. Yeah, no, they're excellent. And Stan, in a playoff series, when you don't have Murderer's Row or you don't have Schilling and Randy Johnson to pitch four times in a seven-game set.
I didn't mention that.
I did. The margins, they matter. So that's what's going to give them a chance. So, and again, you have a manager that is going to play matchup after matchup after matchup. That's where I'd be very careful writing them off as well. 248-539-9797. We'll mix a few more to calls if you like, and we can get to some Lions because, oh boy, executives speaketh. Want to know if they are being a little negative towards your Lions. We'll talk about it next. 97.1. You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Feminino needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
All right, 5 o'clock. Great to have everybody with us. Quick programming note before we kind of get back into it again. The cornucopia, or as some like to say, cornucopia, of football content that emanates from this show. Unparalleled. Rico's five-star zone, all of my football stuff, that's back too. Kickoff with Boomer Fridays, cash ticket, it's back. NFL episode will drop tomorrow as well. And then the new Sunday Night Football show, just think of it as an extension to Cash the Ticket, except we go live. This is, I leave the technology to the kids.
You but are looking live.
It's a live, it goes out on every platform. Sunday nights, it's me and Cookies, 7:30 to 8:15, right into Sunday Night Football. If the Lions have played, one of the segments is a completely dedicated Lions review. You don't have to wait till the next day at 2. If the Lions are about to play, no problem, it's a preview. But it's going to be like NFL primetime. We're going right through every game. And it's fun. I can cuss, too, because it's not on the radio, so that's always a delight. But yes, all of that.
FCC.
Yeah, right. I do what I want. But yeah, so that's Sunday night, that debuts. Really excited about it, honestly. I think it's going to be a good product, and I don't know. Jim is smarmy, so it'll be exciting. I want to play something for you. May I?
Yeah.
And we can continue with some Tiger conversation, but I want to know if I'm losing my edge because I'm not angry about what I'm about to play.
Okay.
That I am so done with the conversation. Let's just play football. And if they win, they'll be proven right. And if they lose, they won't. What I'm not going to do is yell. I'm not going to beg. I don't even want to talk about it anymore because it makes no sense. And I've let it go.
Okay.
Tell me if I'm losing my edge.
Okay.
The morning show had on Dan Campbell. He was asked about Za'Darius Smith. His answer was blunt. And I'm okay with that because I'm done. But I want, David, I want you to play this for the people. And then let's have this conversation. We can mix it into the Tiger thing. Go ahead. See, here's the one part of it, and I'm not even going to get angry about it. I can't muster the anger. Once again, we've got Davenport. Now, as John Jansen has said, and I think John makes a good point. When he makes bad points, I'll say it. When he makes good points, I'll say it. It's nothing personal. But John said it. It is irrational to depend on or expect Marcus Davenport to play 50 snaps a week for 17 weeks. Mm-hmm. So it's just this fascinating faith that they have in a player that no one has. Remember, he signed a one-year deal, and they're paying him in melting moments. And yet, look, remember the ESPN training camp piece?
Yeah.
That multiple people within that building cited Marcus Davenport as the perfect guy across from Hutch. He's the linchpin of the defense. I can't muster the anger, Rico. I'm just done. Let's play the Packers. Let's go. What is your reaction to that, though? Because Campbell was just very matter of fact. I know he can't say everything he wants to say in an interview, but it's another, we're good. We've got Davenport.
Followed by, you're not on social media, Za'Darius' girlfriend, Cash Doll, who? With a photo of him and her. Hey, coach, we're good. So,
what's Cash Doll?
That's his girlfriend.
Okay.
You know, Cash Doll with a K.
Fantastic. All right, go ahead.
No, man, I've been done with this for a long time. I've tried to tell Lions fans, this isn't happening. It gets to a point where you just have to realize it is what it is. It was like, oh, no, he just wants to sit out camp, or the Lions don't want him. No, he'll be there, or the Lions just don't want him. Okay, they're waiting for final cuts, and then they'll sign him, but they need to see what else is out there, or they just don't want him. He's outside of Allen Park holding up a boombox, playing love songs, or they just don't want him. I think it's finally kicking, or Dan Campbell, hey, we're good, meaning we just don't want him.
What is it, Occam's razor?
Yes. I've heard every excuse. Oh, no, you'll see. They're going to sign him, or no, they just don't like him.
Basically, Lion fan has turned into Michigan fan. Yes. It was a lone wolf. You cheated. Oh, it was it. You cheated. Just stop. Occam's razor. They don't want the guy. But here's the other angle to it. Okay, their prerogative to not want the player. Not mad about it. What do you guys in listener land, and to you gentlemen, and I use that term loosely in this room, what do you make of this steadfast faith, belief, trust in Marcus Davenport? I think that's the most interesting part. Teams don't like players for a myriad of reasons. But liking this player, when he simply cannot stay healthy, it is, I'm not even invoking the Dan Gamble thing, but it is a very fascinating gamble this franchise is making. Because, Rico, if he gets hurt, you have nothing.
I know, because even your sixth-round selection that you thought was going to be that guy, he's not there right now. They just don't want him. It's like, okay, you know what? I don't want to be the guy that tells you he's not going to be a Lion, so I'm going to let you keep believing. I don't know if they got Davenport on some special diet, some new training for workouts, because they truly do believe he is going to be there, and not only will he be there, he will be there all season long. I don't know why they have this vote of confidence in this young man. I don't get it. It doesn't make sense, because if anything, you want to go out because of his history and go get a backup. And that's you want a plan B just in case. You hope for the best, but you have a plan B. They don't. If he goes down, especially if he goes down early, you got Hutch. And he said, hey, that's all we need. I hope so, because that's going to have to carry you for the rest of the season.
Let me throw a number up. And again, I don't think there's any reason to yell or anything. It's just, I think the Marcus Davenport storyline is quite something. And they're making a major gamble. And if they hit, they're going to be the belle of the ball. And if they don't, it won't even be me. It'll be the wrath of God from the fan base. Because this Davenport thing, they are putting an immense amount of faith in him. Dan Campbell didn't have to mention him by name. He didn't mention anyone else by name. He said, we've got Davenport. What do you make of it, guys? Because the live fire starts Sunday. And every week that Davenport goes out there, you kind of got to hold your breath. He has missed well north of half the possible games he could have played as a pro. He's started 3 games in 2 years. And they're entrusting him to be the perfect guy opposite Hutch. And when asked about Zadarius, Campbell tells you,
say it, or we don't want him.
248-539-9797. David, what do you make of that? Any of what I just said?
It's absolutely amazing because you're right. When you listen to the audio, he brings up Davenport on his own. That wasn't part of the question. It was him bringing it up. And I decided to look back and look at some things and try to understand something here. Because, you know, sometimes coaches or GMs may fall in love with a guy. They just do, right? And I think this might be that guy for Dan Campbell. Because when the last time that he played, Davenport played pretty much the majority of the season. He had 13 games. Yes, he missed a few games. But he had 6 sacks. That was in New Orleans in 2019. Dan Campbell was on that staff. I think he fell in love with what he saw there, what he liked what he saw there, and when he got an opportunity to get him, he got him, and I think he's going to stick with him no matter what. He has fallen in love with his guy.
David, I agree with you, and sometimes, I hate to say it, but once a player becomes injury-prone, it follows them for the rest of their career. And they can be great people off the field, off the court, but they just always have this propensity to get injured. I hope he doesn't. I hope he plays all 17 games for the Lions. You can't bank on that. And this is where I look, you know, I'm not that smart, Mike, because I don't understand capology. But
oh dear.
You got money. It could have went out and just got somebody on a 1-year deal. But what about Hutch?
No.
Hutch would be fine.
Or
they just don't want him.
Thank you. What do you guys think? And again, there's no required answer. If you're totally comfortable gambling with Davenport, say it. Say it now. Don't wait till Monday and shake your ass if the guy plays well. Say
it. Yeah, 3 sacks, Mike.
Right. Say it now, though. And if you're not comfortable, it doesn't mean you don't like your team or you got to turn in your foam engine block. But it is really interesting because, in general, teams are going to be risk averse. That availability, if you're not a player that's available, it's no different than a running back who can't stop putting the ball on the carpet. You're not going to trust those players. Mm-hmm. The Lions, who are an excellent organization, are deeply trusting Marcus Davenport. That's what I took out of that.
Yeah, they are.
So let's see how our words can be misconstrued. 248-539-9797, and we will get with the people next. 5 words nobody wants to hear. Marcus Davenport is back again. No,
they
I'm kidding.
Don't want you.
David, the ticket text, we played the audio for you. No anger, no slander, no need. We're too close to actual football. None of the offseason conversations matter. All that will matter is results. But when asked about Zadarius Smith, Dan Campbell went, we're good. We've got Davenport. That's the synopsis. Now, he highlighted a few other things that have nothing to do with Zadarius Smith. I like our versatility on the interior, etc. He didn't mention any other player by name. He mentioned Davenport. To which, as it would pertain to Zadarius Smith conversation,
they just don't want him.
End. David, what do the texters have to say?
I can't believe Campbell said, quote, we have good depth In what world is Good Death one guy coming off a snap leg, the perennial mishap the season Davenport, and nothing behind them? That's not Good Death.
Well, now, again, fully healthy, they have some depth. Pascal will be back, but he's gone the first month. Aleem McNeil will be back. He's probably gone at least the first 2 months. So in that's on Zurique, gone for the year.
And maybe they used Derek Barnes like their own Micah Parsons and just...
Do you feel like they got something up their sleeve?
It feels that way, and you're hoping. You're hoping that they got that Uno draw four card.
I don't know what that means. You
never played Uno?
No.
Oh, my God. It breaks up families. A draw four will end a relationship. It will break up a family.
Noted.
David, am I lying?
You ain't lying. We've upset our four-year-old a lot. You're right.
That's the ultimate.
Wait, is this like when you guys were lecturing me about the barbershop? Is this a cultural thing and that's why I don't know it?
No, Mike, I don't know how you don't know what Uno is.
Okay,
it's a basic card game.
It's a card game, but basically draw four is the card when you throw it down. It's just like you're Denzel, you're Lonzo, and that's what you're saying.
Yep. Okay. Ticket text and we'll go to the phones.
The arrogance from this front office will be our downfall. We're good on adding Smith. We'll be remembered when Davenport is out in week three with an injury. Josh and Warren. What the blank, man? I'm done. Can we stop with Zadarius? Like he's Bruce Smith? Who cares? He's
they
something, but whatever.
Don't
okay.
Want him.
Hold on. Truth lies in the middle.
There is no truth in the middle of this. They don't want him.
No. I'm saying to the texter.
Oh.
Don't do copium.
About Bruce Smith.
And act like Zadarius is either Bruce Smith or the worst, or Mike Mamula. Okay? He's a guy, as a veteran, that can provide some solid depth. And I think that's where fairness lies. No, I'm not acting that the season is over because Zadarius isn't here. I do find it puzzling. But I think, you know what? Let me give the Lions credit for one thing. For lots of things, but let me give them credit on this. They are honest. They will tell you exactly what the F they are feeling when they're feeling it. Mm-hmm. And they are telling you,
they just don't want him.
And?
They just.
No. Oh. And they love Marcus Davenport.
Oh, we don't pay running backs?
Right. Yeah. Multiple choice? Question mark? All right, let's go to Nate, 97.1. Nate, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, you guys are gold, by the way. But, you know, I'm here to talk about Tigers.
Yeah, that's
go
just
for
fine.
It, man. 100%.
Open lines.
I think, like, dogging the team, dogging the strategy, A.J. Hinch, what each guy can do, it's still about A.J. Hinch at the trade deadline.
You mean Scott Harris.
So bad. Scott Harris, my bad. Yeah,
you're
yeah.
good.
Scott Harris at the trade deadline. That's the only a starter and a slugger right now. You're saying we're a bad team. Is that not all we need? The American League is so bad. I just don't think that's stressed enough. Scott Harris turning this into like long-term interest. We should boycott the Tigers because if he's just going to do long-term interest, what's stopping him from filling the team with reality TV show stars and broadcasting it to Chinese kids making money that way?
All right, hold on. So let's go in the middle. Now, Nate, what I will say, nobody was happy with the deadline. All right, I unless you're just completely bought and paid for. The other angle to it is this. They're still a good team. I don't think you can say they're bad. I don't think you can say. But to your point, Nate, front offices and organizations make long-term decisions right in front of your face on a day-by-day basis. There are very few teams that are actually all in. Mm-hmm. The Lions aren't all in. You want to boycott them too? The Lions want to be good for a long time. Mm-hmm. You want to boycott them? Nate, it's hyperbolic. It's totally fine to say that Scott Harris knew deep in his soul no one move was going to put this team over the top. Therefore, I'm not going to overpay.
Mortgage the future.
And do that. Now, you don't have to agree with it. But let's not act like Scott Harris committed an act of war here. Okay, they didn't at the height of their power this summer make a long-term decision and trade Tarek Skubal. Now that's an act, that's a declaration of war on you as a fan. Mm-hmm. Take it easy, Nate.
I mean, he lost me with the whole broadcasting.
I don't know where that was going. I took a different exit ramp. Let's go to Tom, 97.1. Tom, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Hey, man.
I'm going back to the Lions.
Sure.
Man, I'm so fired up about this. What happened to Brad Holmes, the villain? I mean, what's going on with him? And he will not address the defensive end. He's counting on Hutch. Hutch will probably be Hutch, come back and be the same guy. But, I mean, until we see him out there doing it, we don't know for sure. And then, like you guys said, Davenport. I mean, he might go down. I don't even want to say it. I don't want to put something out there that says knock on the wood that he makes it through the whole season. And then Campbell talking about they got depth. Who? Enrique and Pascal, who didn't have three sacks between them last year, and they both starting on injured list. I mean, I don't get what Brad Holmes is doing. Maybe Cash Dow was somebody that Holmes wanted
Tom.
Yeah, Tom. It's not the Sabbath, but I'm going to ask you to behave like Thomas. That's out of order. Come on now. You know that's foul. Now, come on, Tom. And you ain't 25 by the sound of your voice. You know better.
He tried to put the druffle down.
You're not doing that. No, here's the Davenport angle. He had his lone healthy season in 2019, okay? 13 games, 13 games started. Still missed four games. The next year, he starts one game. The next year, he starts nine. Then nine again. Then three, then one. Out of a possible, in the course of what, 4, 6, 7 years, let's do basic math. 7 years, 16, well, and then they made the 17-game season. I mean, you got over 100 games possible, right? Right. The guy started 36 games. He's only played in 68. So, look, it's okay to say, I don't understand the faith. But then it's juxtaposed by, this is a really good organization who generally makes really good decisions. They're giving this a triple down. They signed a guy who couldn't stay healthy for Minnesota, and he died on day one. Now they have double and tripled, not only by bringing him back. The triple down is by not supplementing him with some help.
No. This, to me, I would love to say I'm wrong, but they just don't want Zadarius.
Yeah.
Mike, it also feels like we're going to show you we know what we're doing. Don't you dare question us. Now, I don't know if it's that simplistic, but man, it looks like, seems like, feels like. Trust me. I know. Okay? You don't know. I know this is going to work. It's like, yeah, but no. It's like, oh, okay. Sure. I mean, at this point, what other choice do we have but to sit there and pray that they know something? Like, this man is part Steve Austin, and he's bionic, and he's going to come out here and get this done. I don't know, but
do you know how many sacks he has the last three seasons? 21 total games played. Only started 13 of those games.
35. No, I'm kidding.
Three.
That's close.
Yeah. Yeah. Right on the button. Just a bit outside. 248-539-9797. We'll get more of the people in the mix. David, what do you want to go football today? Or you want to rock these calls? I think we should go to the people.
Rock the calls. Let's I wonder what people. They got to say.
All right. More ticket texts as well. Yo, hey.
They just
no,
don't.
No, it was you to read something.
Oh, okay. We don't pay running back. I don't know anymore.
That was Dan Campbell, asked about Zadarius Smith. And what he is telling you in no uncertain terms is,
we just don't want him.
But I choose to focus on, he mentioned one player by name. It's the doubling and tripling down on the business of Marcus Davenport. And at a certain point, I think you got to start believing these guys. They have immense faith in this guy. From the training camp report in mid-July, late July, to now, it doesn't have to make sense to any of us. Mm-hmm. It's going to come down to results. And if and when Marcus Davenport gets hurt, they're going to have to explain. You know, again, I don't know what to say. I hope it doesn't happen. It'd be nice if the team is right. Because at the end of the day, and we're all standing at a parade on Woodward, no one's going to care who was right and wrong. It's about destroying the history, the bad history of this franchise. and giving you guys the championship you so desperately want and deserve. But this Davenport thing is really, I don't want to say weird. It's ballsy. I think it's hard to figure out.
Mikey ranks right up there with the whole, when he talked with Cookies and John and was like, was at home. Was like, well, you know, we got Aiden. We don't need anybody else. Yes, you do. No, we don't. How many teams have more than one? It's like, what is going on with these two? Like, I don't understand it. Especially, and I guess the frustration kicks in because you're so freaking close.
Mm-hmm.
That you don't want Davenport getting injured early, and that throws off your chances. Contrary to popular belief, you're in a window right now. I know you want to think that this thing is eternal.
Windows don't exist.
They jerk.
All right, let's go to the people. We'll go to Mike in Detroit. Mike, what's going on, bud?
Hey, how you doing today?
Good, Mike. What's on your mind?
Listen, I hate to be the one that, you know, spoil a surprise, but we already got Z. See, right now what's going on is the cap space. He has to miss the first game. He'll come back with the Chicago game, and then they're going to announce it to the fans, and it's going to be bigger than Ben Johnson coming back. So he'll be back against Chicago.
Because of the cap space?
Yeah, they can't sign him before he has to miss one game. And then the second game, they can bring him back. So they're going to sign him when the Chicago game comes.
Mike, if this comes true, I'm going to get you one of them little Burger King crowns. And you're going to get to walk into the office like king of the castle. It'd be nice if you were right. I think it's interesting.
He's going to come into the Chicago game. It's going to be a home game. Ben Johnson back. But the fans love Z, so they're really going to be crowded when they announce it.
And Mike, I hope you're right, but they're like have so far under the cap.
What he's talking about is the vested veteran rule. So if they're on the roster on week one, fully guaranteed contract. So they sign them after week one. It's not fully guaranteed. It's just
so
week
basically, by week, basically, we really don't want you, and we really want to show you we don't want you. We don't want to guarantee nothing.
Okay.
Listen, I'm giving Mike a for effort there with the creativity.
But this is where it keeps going. Like, it's always a dip. No. You'll see. He's going to be there for this game. And you know what's going to happen next? He's going to be there for Thanksgiving. Trust me. That's going to be the game.
Or
they just don't want. They just don't want him. I'm not. Hey, David, I'm not. You can play that all day, every day.
Oh, man.
After that call, I feel like that,
Let's
right?
go to Keith, 97.1. Keith, how you doing?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Big Keith.
You know what? Hey, my man, Rick, you all right, man?
Oh, yeah.
What I don't understand is all these people I see out here, because I drive for a living, you can't get on the road without insurance. David, he's got kids at home. They get into stuff. He needs extra insurance. You got a guy that's playing your other end that could get in a seizure from blowing his nose, but you don't need insurance? You don't need somebody to back him up? What you're counting on is the guys that backed him up from last year, which had zero rush without Aiden? That's your insurance? Help me find some sense in this logic.
Keith, I don't have any sense. The only thing is they believe in the guys that are in that room. They believe in everything that they have. It is us versus the world. There is no window. We're going to keep doing this forever, and they don't want Za'Darius.
You're so close. This is the last time that you want to be arrogant. Get your heads out your butts. You got God knows how much money left under the cap. Spend it. It's not yours. $3-4 million, you can have the guy for the rest of the year. You need the insurance.
I Keith.
You're close.
Keith, I think you make some great points. I'm not against you on it. But you understand why I'm not freaking out about it. There's nothing left to do. I started the offseason, I told you what I wanted. And I just went player by player. Any player that came up in the news, we talked about it. I said, okay, this is the type of thing I do or don't want. Then we talked about the draft. I didn't mind their draft because they fortified both lines. But then we said, okay, we got to get to free agency now, and we're going to have to do something or swing a trade. They didn't do it. It's been so many months of it. I'm out of gas. And I've just accepted reality. It's I'm not going to do what Michigan fans do. I'm not going to talk about the world the way I want it to be. I'm going to accept the way the world is. They
just don't want him.
And they
like their guy.
Yes. Two for two. Outstanding.
I just don't know much. It was funny because I was just watching Wedding Crashers, but it feels like that scene where Vince Vaughn is like, dude, you got to let this go. You know, you sent her that cat. I don't know what happened to that cat. You don't have the cat. Where is the cat? Like, I don't know. Let Zedarius go. It's not going to happen. But Lions fans are holding out hope. And he's turning into this hero of like he is, you know, Bruce Smith back in the day. It's like, guys, he was good. Wasn't great. He's good. But we're turning him into this ultimate
Lawrence person. Taylor.
Right. Like when he comes back, you'll see, 13 sacks in two games. Or they just don't want him.
248-539-9797. We will get more of your phone calls. David, just a couple of ticket texts, and I'll get to the callers as soon as I can.
Dennis at work is asking for a favor. He says, guys, promise me that when Davenport gets hurt, not if, but when, can we get 60 seconds straight of Mike throwing the chair?
No, that won't happen.
Okay.
I've actually made peace with this. I think I will be more surprised if he starts 15 games. And I just don't understand the faith they're putting in this particular player, because he's shown you over seven seasons as a professional, he simply can't stay healthy. And it just, that scares me. And to not add an insurance policy to that is, I don't want to say a wild strategy. It just doesn't really fly with an organization that's been so good at what they do.
Look, buddy, if
I'm kidding.
If they don't, if he does get hurt, I'm looking like Tayshaun Prince over here.
What do you want from me?
I tried to tell you. I'm not. I don't know capology. Okay. I don't know how numbers work. I don't know how to add.
Help me.
I thought you had like over $40 million, but Hutch and stuff and things.
Well, the Hutch thing, don't be shocked if that's not this year's David Montgomery contract.
Okay,
because that, if he comes back and plays really well, the market is, he's asked, it does take two to tango.
It does.
I'm not putting that on the Lions. I think if I repped him, I want 50 a year.
You know what? Here's the thing. Here's what I would say. And this, if I was super aggressive, okay, Hutch, here's the deal. I'm going to kick the can. I'm going to franchise you. I don't want to be franchised. Okay, then don't play football. Or you take this check for 1 year. And then we'll do the deal another year. But there's ways to pay him. You don't have to sit there and just hold out your hat.
You don't understand that.
As people walk into Ford Field saying, help me, I'm poor.
All right, I want to get to the people, get a few ticket texts. We got, what is it, Rieger, Woji? Who's next?
Rieger's next.
I don't hear him, so that's normally our cue. Correct. Is you hear it him. Should through be Jeff.
Right.
All right, well, we'll just go to Ryan first.
Maybe he was down at the ballpark.
97-1. Ryan, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call.
Hey, Ryan.
Yeah, so I just wanted to comment on what Dan Campbell had said. Two words that stood out to me were that we have depth and we have flexibility, and we don't have that at the edge position. So I can only think we have that at the linebacker position, and we have a defensive coordinator who was a linebacker coach. And I'm thinking the only thing we can do is get really creative with the linebacker room, and maybe that's where they're going. I don't know. I'm just speculating here.
And, Ryan, here's the other thing. Look, when the injuries hit, Aaron Glenn morphed this thing into a defense that blitzed way more than he wanted to. And really, they blitzed at an unsustainable level, right? Maybe that's kind of where they're going to go because, okay, what's the strength of the defense? It's probably the secondary. Even if we just say, hey, Terrion Arnold's going to take a step forward. Reed is a really good player. Robertson plays a nice role. Branch is a nuclear warhead. You got a nice safety in Kirby Joseph. Ryan, maybe they just plan to be an agent of chaos on defense. More blitzing, more stunts, twists, and maybe that's their answer for not spending on the opposite D end. I don't know, man.
Yeah, Yeah, I think you're right. Just speculating here, but it looks like they're going to get a little creative with the linebacker room. We'll see what happens.
Yeah. No, Ryan, I'm with you. And that's, look, Ryan, ultimately, game's got to start. We just need football to talk about. I'm talked out on this Darius thing. I just learned what a cash doll is. I mean, there's so much happening. David,
a draw four.
A cash doll.
Yeah, you explained what Uno is. I mean, today's been a real day of revelations. David, what do you have on the ticket text?
Even healthy, Davenport has had one good year. They have to know something we don't, I hope.
I think it is, to Rico's point, they have done the thing that Dan Campbell said they couldn't do. They've fallen in love with their own people. And remember, Davenport was in New Orleans at the same time as Dan Campbell. There is something there. They like this player. They trust this player. They believe they can, I don't want to say fix him. I don't know.
And then I thought maybe, you know, maybe it was the sixth round selection. I forgot his Ahmed, whatever. But he's hurt. So I don't know where they're coming from with all this confidence. But they, man, they got it in spades.
I thought we were talking Uno.
Yes, we are.
Okay. You didn't hear.
That's a different game.
You didn't hear about
people get shot over that one.
True. You didn't hear about the new diet and training program Davenport did this offseason? It's all good. If not, we'll be fine at the deadline, LOL, someone says. Okay.
Well, the deadline has become something different in the NFL. That's another reason I'm not freaked out. They needed help last year at the deadline. What did Brad Holmes do? He went and got help. Let's say my Giants are off to a slow start. It's very plausible Kayvon Thibodeau could be available at the deadline. Now, again,
I just figured we'd be getting Trey Henderson calls.
Okay. No, look, man.
They're happy with everybody they got in that room, and they're not going to make a move. We keep saying, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you
You're
off.
You're fine,
you
know I what? Don't care. No, it's fine. Please.
Because we keep coming up with every possible thing, whether it's Max Crosby, it's this, it's that, and they keep turning us down saying, guys, it's not going to happen. I finally said, it's not going to happen. I'm just going to believe in you. Because you don't want this.
But that's the whole point is, let the games just have to start.
Right. That's I'm
it.
With you.
That's it. Because
they just don't want them.
Bang.
They love Davenport, and we don't pay running backs.
That's fine. It's everything's fine. David, go ahead.
All of it. All of it. The NFL is a long season, and there is no way I feel comfortable after last season with our pass rushers opposite Hutch. It's shocking, really. Holmes will have some explaining to do if Davenport gets hurt.
I think that's the fun part of this is that ultimately I like it when GMs or organizations they put their ass in the jackpot. This Davenport thing is that they believe in him. They trust him. They like him. If it blows up in their face the way the free world expects it to, then it's their ass. It's not my problem. And if it works, guess what? Congratulations on doing your effing job. That's just it. You don't get flowers for doing your job because Kenny.
I don't know. There's too many points.
That's what the money's you for.
Yeah, Rico's on a roll.
Too many snapping points. Maybe too many snapping points.
We don't pick running backs.
There would be receipts, though, you would there what? Not?
Michigan can't always be wrong. Bet.
That's not a snap yet.
Oh. He didn't have his headphones on. I don't think he heard that. Say it again.
No, we're good. I don't want to.
He's sitting right there. I heard it.
I don't want to inflame. I'm in a good mood. What's going on, guys?
You guys are talking Lions and Tigers earlier, I heard.
Yeah, just this Dan Campbell audio from the morning show. And, we're good.
I got to hear this.
Okay.
Oh, you haven't heard it? No, we need to play it.
He only mentions one player by name. And he gets very chesty about it.
On the whole team? No.
He's asked about, why don't you bring Za'Darius here? He says, we're good. We've got Davenport. Hmm. And we wanted to investigate people's emotions. I can't be bothered with the, why aren't they getting? I'm not going to turn the guy into Reggie White.
No.
But I do think it's intriguing to gamble on the Marcus Davenport business again in a Super Bowl.
It is risky, but I like that Campbell will say things that Holmes hints at, but yes, doesn't come out and say.
The Lions are honest. You can he just never came out say and said they're transparent. Not honest.
Yeah.
I got a question for you guys. Another guest on the morning show. Did you guys hear AJ Hinch? Yeah. Did you hear AJ
this
Hinch
morning? No, I did
and
not.
John Jansen lineup building, lineup construction? It was very good radio. Did you hear this?
Yeah, John got spanked.
John, what happened?
John he basically asked tried AJ. To move Dingler up in the order, not realizing it would put three straight righties together. And
you can't. No.
I don't know. What was that or the fact that Cookies was just like.
Cookies loved it.
You're on your own, buddy.
Cookies loved it.
Cookies kept throwing logs on him.
He said, keep it going.
So Hinch took Jansen to the woodshed, huh? Okay.
Oh, dude, it was. The funny thing is. Like John was trying to ask a positive question because the interview was all about your starting pitching sucks and your bullpen sucks, and then he's like, "What about Dingler?"
Mm-hmm. He's like, "Hinch was happy. What can we do to move him up?" And he's like, "Okay, well, where are you moving him?
Yeah,
where
are you going?" No. He's like, "Where are you going to put him?"
Oh no!
John's like, "How about fifth?" He's like, "So you want to do Torque and Dingler back to back, and you don't think the opposition would love that?"
You live for that type of stuff.
That's good stuff. It's good radio. I think it's fine.
Jansen swam in the wrong waters.
Are you going to do good radio?
Oh, we're going to try.
It's kind of iffy. It's iffy today. Yeah,
play this audio for him.
Yeah,
I really want his
opinion. I want to hear that.
David, you got it?
No. When their show starts, we're done. I will see you tomorrow.
Yeah, you guys exit quickly and quietly to your left.
You guys stay past 5:55. You're like Wojo at 8 o'clock. Get out.
7:55.
I've got to write my picks column. All right,
I got to drink my gin and watch my stories.
Do you need one of those?
I do need one of those, yes.
Oh, yeah, do one.
But it's got to be rated PG at the worst.
Do you know
Bryce Underwood puts real wings on buffaloes?
Oh, that's good. What do you
got? Solid. What do you say? Do you know Bryce Underwood can parallel park a train?
That's good. How about this one?
Whoa.
Wilt Chamberlain said he slept with 100,000 women. That's a Tuesday for Bryce Underwood.
Okay.
All right, let's try to stay away from the escapades.
I don't think that's PG. You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Feminino needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.